the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Looks like it's going to be just me tonight, which is fine. We'll go over everything that we got going on in the world of sports today. Also, some stuff that happened with the solar eclipse. I saw it with some glasses, and it was an amazing sight. So we'll go over that as well as some other stuff that came down the turnpike today. Particularly tonight, we had some issues with OBJ. We had some issues with Odell Beckham Jr., for those who don't know. We also had some issues going on with Tiger Woods. We're getting to all that tonight. If you guys want to call in, now would be the best time to do it. Phone lines are free. Phone lines are clear. Number is 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number. Definitely call in the show. Get your thoughts heard. It's just me tonight. So if you guys want to get on out there, get your voice and opinion heard on the world of sports, tonight will be a good night. I did speak with Tony C earlier. He's going to try to call in tonight. We all know his situation, so hopefully he can make it. I mean, get his opinion on Cowboys and some other things going on. I sent him a little gift file of Florida State as they get prepared for their matchup with Alabama. As you guys know, we have a bet between the two of us. Whoever wins that game between Florida State and Alabama, I got Florida State. He got his money on Bama because it's an opener. So we ended up betting a dinner. So Tony C's going to have to pay up and give me some dinner. I'm just kidding. I don't know for sure if we can win it with our starting center being out. And his backup is also out for the season. That hurts. That was the one of two weaknesses for Florida State. Their offensive line, it got to get better. It's got to be better than it was last year. I think there's some ways and some things you can do to counteract that. FSU can put Francois in shotgun. And his movability out of the pocket can help as well. But again, it's going to be tough to have those injuries along the offensive line to beat a team like Bama. But I still think we can do it. I'm a true FSU fan through and through. And Tony's going to have to owe me some dinner. So if you want to get your thoughts on that. And that game is being played September the 2nd on ABC. So definitely check it out. Best opener in a long time. Best team that Bama has opened against in a long time. So definitely, particularly during the Nick Saban era. So definitely call in, talk about that. 706-993-4606 is the number to call in. Also want to hit on Paul George. The Pacers have filed tampering charges against the Lakers, which I think is just absolutely ridiculous. Those guys are saying that the Lakers have tried to tamper with Paul George to get him over to their side, so to speak. Eventually, that didn't play through as he got traded to OKC. I don't know why they're going for tampering charges in this case. the downside, the tampering, if you're found guilty of it, which is very hard to prove. You lose a pick, maybe some cash, and the inability to sign said player. So they couldn't, if they find guilty of tampering, they couldn't sign Paul George anyway. But that's so hard to prove in today's game. And I got a question on that. What about these owners? What about these owners who just call each other up and start talking about players, trade for this, trade for that? It's no different than what a player, particularly in this case, who is from L.A., who knows Kobe Bryant, everybody knows Magic. So you mean to tell me if Magic walks up to Paul George and say, "Hey, what's up?" and give him, and, give him a little nudge, that's tampering? That's just asinine to think of. 706-993-4606 is the number for you guys to call into the show. Probably do a short show tonight since it's just myself. You guys can head over to rantetandradio.com. Hit that chat, listen live button. Join into the show. 706-993-4606 again is that number. I also want to talk about the possible NFL work stoppage that may be coming up in 2021. Roger Goodell may also be filing an extension that runs him through that work stoppage through 2024. And I know that's one of the sticking points of the players, that Roger Goodell has too much power with the NFL players. Roger Goodell's hired by the league. He's not hired by the players. But yet and still, the NFL Players Association, and this is where the work stoppage may come in, feel that Roger Goodell has too much power. How is he judge, jury, and executioner? Case in point, Ezekiel Elliott, for example. His appeal is being heard by Roger Goodell. Now, Roger Goodell has since said, "I'm sending someone else to hear your appeal. I want no part of it." But a normal situation, Roger Goodell can suspend you, and then your appeal will have to be heard through him. That's ridiculous. That is just ridiculous. So you want to get your thoughts in on that, we can talk about that. Hit us up, 706-993-4606. Hit us up on that, rantemradio.com. Hit that chat, listen live button. Smash it to your heart's content. Get in on this phone call. I also had a Buffalo Bill retire this week. Buffalo Bills wide receiver Anquan Boldin told the team he's leaving and he's retiring after 14 seasons in the league. Now, I want to know from you guys, is he a Hall of Famer? He does have a Super Bowl ring on his resume, and you can make an argument that he was the guy that was responsible for Joe Flacco getting all that money and that contract at that time. I think he was the highest paid quarterback at that time. He owes Anquan Boldin a lot. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. It's like close to me if you look at his overall numbers. But the most thing that people are going to remember him for, not only was he a hell of a player, he's still one hell of a humanitarian. And he's saying he's retiring to fight for human rights. So give him props on that. Hell of a man on the football field as he is off the football field. So we will give him props for that. I also got another subject if you want to talk about it. We want to talk about some baseball. Mets trade Curtis Granderson to the Dodgers for a player to be named later. A player to be named later? Now, if you look at this on its front, it's a salary dump. But for a player to be named later, where is that fair and equal compensation? You got to get somebody back. What are you going to trade Curtis Granderson for? A minor leaguer? That guy's a stud. And you're going to trade him for a player to be named later? Nah, you got to tell me a who, a what, and a how for the Mets to do something like that. They did it earlier this year, too, with two other guys who were very successful for them. And I don't like all this salary dumping. If you're doing it just to dump salaries, I don't like it. You got to get something back. Give me some prospects or something back. Just don't say player to be named later. Player to be named later just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Just a bad taste. We don't need that. Also tonight, Odell Beckham Jr. leaves the preseason game at the Cleveland Browns with an ankle sprain. He's your best wide receiver, and you really don't have much behind him. You have Brandon Marshall, who is getting old, who's getting up there, who's getting old in the tooth. And then you have Sterling Shepard, who's going to be the slot guy. But he's a second-year player, so you don't know if he's going to hit the sophomore jinx or not. And why are you playing your starters during a preseason game anyway? I don't know what the thinking was behind that. But if you guys want to get into it, way into that conversation, we can definitely do so. 706-993-4606 is that number. Head over to Rank In Radio. Become part of the chat room. Join me tonight as we go through this fine program. Also coming up in the news today, the Cowboys are reportedly worried about Kellen Moore as their number two quarterback, their backup quarterback. I want to know from you, should Dallas sign Colin Kaepernick? Now, a lot of folks aren't feeling sorry for Colin Kaepernick, as he did take a stand. We get that. We understand that. And right now, he is unemployed. But let me also say this. He left the 49ers on his own accord, left $12 million on the table. 49ers had no inkling, from what I hear, to release him. He was going to be fine another year on the team and make that money. Now we have the NAACP boycott in the NFL, and I get it. I understand that. He took a stand. I get it. Being a brother myself, I get it. And hey, I commend him for it. But do you guys think he sort of kind of brought this on himself when he left the 49ers and left $12 million on the table? Ah, tough one to call to me. If I was in his same shoes, the organization had no problem with him making that social protest. So, why leave? You knew what the 49ers were. They weren't a very good team last year. They're not going to be too much better this year. Yeah, you got Pierre Garçon. You got Carlos Hyde back. Hopefully he can remain healthy this year. That's the thing that always gets me with Carlos Hyde. Great running back, great talent, but he can't stay healthy. He can't put it together for a whole season. I know Big Tone, you're a big 49ers fan. You can speak on that. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Also, we have some other things going on today. Happy birthday to Usain Bolt. He retired this year from competitive track and field. Turns 31 years old today. So happy birthday to Usain Bolt. Also, Tiger Woods was in the news this evening as well. Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn, they had some new photos leaked. And now they're talking about legal action against the website Celeb Jihad. I've seen those pictures, folks. And there's something. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to try to remain as professional and neutral as possible on this subject, this topic. I'm not going to really say what I want to say. Going to leave that one alone and let you guys decide that one. You guys can call in 706-993-4606. Is that number if you guys are calling in? It is 11:34 p.m. Also want to talk about Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin was in the news tonight, this afternoon rather. He thinks that LeBron James is likely to wind up playing in New York than he is in Los Angeles. Let's look at Blake Griffin for a second as a player, first of all. Blake Griffin has missed 68 games in the last 2 years. And some of that has been in the postseason. So, you're not a superstar. You're a star, but you're not a superstar by any means or any stretch of the imagination. Why aren't you worried about or why are you not why are you not concerned that players are not coming to play for you or play with you over in Clipperland? Why you worry about everybody else? Maybe people see that the LA Clippers, if they're not losing CP3, hurt. And maybe people see that. Well, I'm kind of shocked that he doesn't say, he can't go out the way and say recruiting, of course. But I'll be worried why players aren't playing for me. Or doesn't want to come to the Clippers and play with me and DeAndre Jordan. Still two top flight talents. You got Patrick Beverley over there now. I love Patrick Beverley. Hell of a defensive player. And his shot has gotten better. But Blake Griffin needs to just calm it down a little bit on what he thinks everybody else should play. He needs to start worrying about those Clippers. He needs to start getting himself healthy, staying in the playoffs to help his team. You can make an argument now that because of what Minnesota has done, heck, even with Denver, even what they've done over there, the Clippers might not even make the playoffs. I'll let you guys chime in on that. 706-993-4606 is that number to indeed call in. I also want to ask about Chicago Bulls shooting guard Dwayne Wade. With Jimmy Butler gone, should Chicago just buy out D. Wade's contract and let him leave as a free agent? You would save some money in that instance by buying out his contract. You'd save some money, and you'd give him the freedom to go wherever he wanted to go. Personally, I think he'll go to Cleveland. I can't really see him going anywhere else if you have him as a free agent. Go out a champion. You guys see maybe a return to Miami? That might be a possibility as well. And see, if he goes back to Miami, Pat Riley gets what he wants. Pat Riley didn't want to pay him all that money. He didn't want to pay him all that money to keep him there before he left for Chicago. So if he comes back, he gets Dwayne Wade at a reduced rate. Which is what he wanted in the beginning. I love D. Wade. I love his talent. He can't stay healthy. But when a man is on his game, he's on his game. Yeah, and he's been a force throughout the years when he's completely healthy. Also, back to the NFL, we have a couple of starting quarterbacks named. These quarterbacks, to me, are straight garbage. Brock Osweiler is the favorite to win the starting QB job with Cleveland, according to Ian Rappaport. Denver Broncos named Trevor Siemian the starting QB. Trevor Siemian looks to be ready. He looks to be ready to take that role. I don't know if he can get him to the playoffs, but he looks to be ready to take that role. We'll see what the Denver Broncos do. Denver kind of concerns me a little bit because the status that defense is, I don't know. Devontae Booker hurt. That's a team that's kind of perplexing to me. But the way Kansas City is looking, the way the Raiders are looking, where does that put Denver? You guys can weigh on into that topic. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Hit that listen live button. We're at emradio.com. Get your voices and opinions heard. Alabama. The Crimson Tide of Alabama is ranked in the preseason top 25 poll at number 1. To round out the top 5 is Ohio State, Florida State, USC, and Clemson. You know, the polls. I always thought that you should do the polls maybe mid-season for college football. I don't know why you're doing preseason. I get you want to get hype around the season. I get that. I understand that. But they mean more to me maybe around the fourth or fifth game played, sixth, seventh, eighth game played, somewhere along those lines, because teams are just sitting there stride. And the winner and the loser of this game, definitely, the way the playoff system is set now, if Bama loses, they got to go undefeated. Florida State loses, they got to go undefeated in order to have a chance to make the playoffs. I don't know why you would have a preseason poll. I've always wondered that. Why? Coaches' poll is available, is there too. But to me, I would wait a little bit. See what these teams iron out, see what these teams do. But like I say, you get a better gauge maybe around the middle of the season to start coming out with your AP poll and your coaches' poll as you see what these teams can really, really do. What do you guys think about the solar eclipse today? Let me get your thoughts on that. Everything we've gone over. 769-934-606. RantEMRadio.com. Again, hit that chat, listen live button. Let's talk about all the topics we discussed. Finally, before we finish up for the night, it is 11:41. Let's give it a few more minutes. Get some callers in here. Jared Goff over the weekend, quarterback for the Rams. He threw for 160 yards and a touchdown in the first half. Will we finally see Jared Goff become a competent quarterback? He's got the weapons now. Sammy Watkins can stay healthy. Hey, you never know. Robert Woods can stay healthy. His old teammate from Buffalo. We'll see what they do. Hopefully that offense can catch up to that defense. If that offense can catch up to that defense, hey, Rams might be okay. Rams might be okay. Well, definitely this year, we'll get to see what Jared Goff can do. I also hope Todd Gurley can get it together. I had Todd Gurley in fantasy last year, and he, in a league, wasn't a rant league, which we'll get into in a minute, wasn't a rant league, but he killed me last year in fantasy. Absolutely destroyed me in fantasy. Hopefully this year he'll bounce back. The offensive line is better. You got two weapons on the outside. Can't stack the box against the Rams now. Hopefully he'll do better. Another subject I want to get into as well. A little controversial subject here. NASCAR fans say the Confederate flag is an important symbol. And I guess the Confederate flag, as well as any flag, will stand for different things for different people. But that statement, that merit on its own, are they correct in saying that? I think the Confederate flag is bad. But some folks think it's a part of their history. What do you guys think? And finally, want to get your thoughts and opinions on Dez Bryant's tweet on the anthem. And we also have the Legends of Football. I don't know if you've seen that league. It's when the ladies play. And not only Marshawn Lynch, Michael Bennett, two guys who have been kneeling for the flag, some players over in the Legends League are also kneeling down for the flag. And I think it's, and I can't sit here and say it's not a good thing. LA Temptations' Danielle Harvey chose to take a knee during the national anthem, and she'll be doing it all season long. If your team supports what you're doing, and you don't have to worry about your bottom dollar, there you go. But I'm going to take you 360 for a little bit and talk. Oh, wait. Tony C.
What's up, my dude?
What's up, man? What's going on with you, man?
I'm not even. It's the echo. Is that coming from me?
I don't know. I don't hear one. Do you hear an echo?
Okay. It sounds like it's gone now. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, yeah, man. Hanging in there. How about yourself?
Oh, doing pretty good, man. Appreciate the phone call, as always, man. I'm just going you over. Know, I was just going to
get in when I can.
Oh yeah, get in where you fit in.
Yes, sir.
I was just talking about some of these topics we got on par for tonight. Did you hear about Tiger Woods today?
No, I didn't hear that.
Tiger Woods, Lindsey Vonn's nude photos were leaked, and it sparks a legal action versus the website Celeb Jahan.
Oh yeah, they don't lose a lot of money.
I've seen those pictures, and Lindsey Vonn, yes, very yes. That's all I'm gonna say. Yes. Lindsey Vonn is good.
Thick.
Yeah,
freak.
Yeah, she's nice. She's a nice one. Also, you heard about OBJ, Odell Beckham tonight?
I knew they were playing the Cleveland Browns. You know, I watched a little bit of it, and I kind of passed out. I took some meds. What happened? Did he play?
He got hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Got a sprained ankle.
High ankle sprain, or just
an ankle sprain, as it reported through ESPN. I saw the video. I'll put it on the Sports Report webpage for those who wants to see it on Facebook. It was a low blow. You know, they training corners. They don't want corners to go up high. They want them to go low. And when the corner came over, he came kind of at his knee.
Well, he won't play in that last two games. He probably might be a little hampered that opening weekend, but you know they don't play in the fourth game anyway, so
yeah.
It's just probably he'll miss the third one.
Yep.
But it ain't nothing to write home about. He'll be ready.
I hope so, because as I discussed, I don't know. They don't have much behind, and Brandon Marshall is kind of old in the tooth, and Sterling Shepard is his second year in the slot. So,
well, their offense ain't scored a touchdown all preseason. So,
Mm-mm.
I mean,
and we ain't even talking about their running game.
They don't have one.
Nope.
And outside of him, you know, he's a deep threat.
Yep.
And Sterling Shepard is hurt.
Now that I didn't know, okay.
Yeah, he's hurt. That's why you haven't seen him. Mm. He got hurt early in training camp. So I don't think he's gonna be there for a minute, a hot minute.
Mm.
He on man.
They need him back.
Yeah, I don't too much worry about the Giants, man. Their offense is Odell in a cloud of dust.
Yeah.
They don't really have weapons like that.
Mm-mm. And then with Eli, it's just a matter of time before he throws to the other team.
Well, not only that, it's, you know, their offense is not complicated. You know, you heard people talking about that last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't make many adjustments. They're very vanilla on offense, so. That's why McAdoo is right there, because they vanilla, man. They went from Coughlin to McAdoo, so. But let Giants fan tell it, they the world beaters.
I don't know too many Giants fans, to be truthful with you, so.
I know a handful of them.
Okay.
You know, they still resting on what they did a couple years ago. I mean, when that Super Bowl, you know.
Right. Blake Griffin was in the news today. Up here talking some. He thinks that LeBron James is more likely to wind up in New York than in Los Angeles.
Next.
Blake Griffin, and I said this earlier, Blake Griffin needs to shut up. This man has missed 68 games in the last 2 years. And those games that he's missed, there's been more in the postseason than anything.
He's not even worth me wasting my breath on. I mean, if you want to comment on it.
Oh, man.
I'm not even going to waste my breath on Blake Griffin. Not at all.
I just don't understand how you a big man and you shooting 15-foot jumpers.
Because he's Blake Griffin, man. He's Blake Griffin. Like I said, he ain't even worth the energy. In time.
A couple of other things.
I want to speak on, before you get out of here, you know, this alleged tampering one thing that people, they're trying to hit on the Lakers. After they tampered and we didn't get Chris Paul, ain't nobody called tampering then.
That's true. That's true.
Nobody don't like to talk about that.
That's true. It was vetoed.
I just want to throw that out, though.
It was vetoed by the then commissioner of the NBA.
Owner of the Charlotte Hornets. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn's Hornets.
Right. That is so
5 years ago.
Yep.
To be exact.
Yep.
60 months.
So true. So very, very true. Man, that's a good point, Tony. See, good point.
Yeah. And the one other thing I wanted to touch on is you sending me that Florida State buffoonery. Let me tell you, man.
It was fantastic, wasn't it? I found that on the web. That was great.
You could have left that wheel back, man. You know, Nick Saban don't lose opening games. Y'all might get him in the playoffs if y'all play him again. But not September 2nd, bro. Sorry for you. I feel sorry for you.
There was a story that came out this week. Our starting center went out, and he was the backup to the original starter. But I just think Jimbo's going to have some things in store. They're going to have him, Francois, roll out, play more shotgun. I really think that this is going to be Alabama's hardest opening game. So I think we can do it, man. I think we can do it. I truly believe it, man. I believe it.
Because you're a Florida State fan.
Yes!
You actually thought y'all was going to be Oregon when y'all played them in the Rose Bowl that year, didn't you?
I sure did. Let's not bring up old stuff, Tony C.
No, I'm just saying. I'm bringing up examples of your fandom getting away of common sense, man. You gotta look at stuff without the blinders on, man.
Ride
that's
die,
the,
man.
I'm the realest in your life.
Ride or die, man.
I understand ride or die, but at the same time, if you know you ain't got the horses, man, you see it, you know. See, you know y'all ain't just gonna go from getting blowed out by Louisville last year, losing to Clemson, and now all of a sudden y'all on Alabama level? Come on, man.
Should have beat Clemson. That's the first thing. Second,
okay.
And second, we were in that game with Louisville until halftime before we lost.
Okay.
Just saying.
I ain't saying Alabama gonna blow y'all out. I ain't saying that. You don't get now if y'all lose like USC lost, y'all ain't no playoff for y'all. You know that, right?
Like I said, and I said that earlier before you called in. The loser of that game is gonna pretty much go perfect and make the playoffs.
No. I'm saying you misinterpreted what I'm saying. I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
If it's a blowout,
mm-hmm.
Either way, even if you go undefeated or not,
mm-hmm.
You ain't getting back in that picture.
Why are you saying that, Tony? See, don't say that.
I'm just saying. And that goes, if it just so happens y'all blow doors off Alabama, ain't no coming back from that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say blowout, I mean like 51-14, like how they beat USC last year.
Right.
If you lose by 10 points, that's respectable. Well, now when you get into the 17s, the 20s.
Yeah, that's when it starts getting bad.
That's when you're going to have a tough. That's when you might not want to see them no more. Because even if you get better unless somebody get hurt, either way, the team's gonna still be the same. In a game like Alabama and Florida State, it ain't really X's and O's. It's Jimmy and Joe.
Right.
Y'all playing that game to see if y'all on Alabama level. Mm-hmm. Y'all know Alabama got a number one recruiting class in the nation.
We're right behind them.
Well, you going to see if your recruits worth a damn. You know Nick Saban got a track record. Give him the pick of the litter, and they be hitting. So, you on cloud now.
We fixed the main
Everybody look good in the preseason.
We fixed the main issue of our team last year about our linebacker core. If you look at our running backs, we've done a good job of going back to what we had through the national championship run, recruiting and running back. My only issue with Florida State, at least for this season, is the youth. Because with a lot of new recruits, you get a lot of youth. That's my only concern. Really, is youth.
And look here. Y'all can play Alabama this year. You play Alabama next year. If it's in the opener, you're going to be in trouble. Now, if you get Alabama in the playoffs, you know they have trouble, though. That's where they struggle a little bit.
Right.
But that first game, and Nick Saban going to get them right. I got bit with Nick Saban in that first game, man. That is what it is.
I understand. Tried and true, my friend. Tried and true.
I'm a Sooner fan, but I know Nick Saban. I got a bet with. I ain't seen Jimbo Fisher against no team like Alabama. She got smoked by Oregon, man. Come on now, in Louisville.
I still think.
Come on.
We was in that game with Louisville to halftime, though, Tony C.
Y'all gave up about 60 to Louisville, man.
Who was in the game to halftime?
Y'all gave up 60 some points to Louisville, man. But
we getting them back this year, too.
What you got? Two more weeks?
Yep.
Two more weeks? So,
for the second.
And please believe, when Nick Saban gets you, I'll make sure I'm good and rested. That's the holiday, too. You might need to come on early. I need to have a Saturday. You might need to do a Saturday show. Well, matter of fact, aren't we doing the fantasy draft on that Saturday? Or is it that Sunday?
That Sunday at 8 p.m. Oh.
Well, you're going to get it in there. Then you can get it on Monday.
And Monday. Come on, FSU. I need you to come through. What do you think about him? What you think about Anquan Boldin retiring this week?
Well, didn't his cousin got killed by an off-duty cop or something?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, man. That's something serious, man. I don't know. Was it here in Florida?
I think it was in Florida. I gotta go back and investigate.
He's from a town called Pahokee, down south. But yeah, if that happened, I didn't even hear nothing about that.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of swept that on the rug, but I mean, if he's trying to go and be advocate for that, man.
More power to him.
Yeah, man. That's tough. These cops, man.
Yeah, man.
They wonder why people don't, you know what I'm saying, of our ethnicity.
Right.
But we don't even like the cops. Because simple traffic stops and stuff like that, man. You don't even like for them to get behind you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they can pull you and then the whole situation goes left. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, man, I feel bad for the man.
You think he's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. I mean, just on the strength that he came back from a broken jaw.
He played
next week, you know?
He did. And he also has that championship with the Ravens, too.
Yeah, he went to two Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Won one, lost one. He balled up.
I said
I wouldn't complain if they put him in there.
And I said it earlier. Joe Flacco needs to thank him for getting that contract that he got.
Yeah. And then didn't he end up going to the 49ers after that?
Yeah.
So they beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl, and I think like the next season he was in the 49ers.
He did Detroit too.
Yeah, he finished up in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Anquan Bowden was solid. I can see him in the Hall of Fame. Definitely.
Solid receiver.
Yeah. Definitely. He one of them guys you had. He was a Chris Carter, but with the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, he was always good on third down, converting the first downs, type receiver.
And one more thing that we're gonna roll out for tonight. NASCAR fans say the Confederate flag is an important symbol. Do you think they're correct?
They believe it. They've been flying it for years, man. That's all you see at them NASCAR races. So
I said it earlier. I think the Confederate flag is bad from a personal standpoint, but you know those folks think it's a good thing because it represents history.
Yeah, a bad part of history, but
yeah. History nonetheless.
They need to be taken down.
Yeah,
we ain't living in them times no more. Statues too, different times, bro.
Yeah,
that was good for those times they were living in.
Exactly. All right, let's go ahead and finish up for the night. 12:02 a.m. Don't forget about all the shows we got coming up on Rant EM Radio. Tomorrow night we got a new episode of The Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by The Rant at 9 p.m. with Tony C and AA. AA is going to break down all the wrestling news. Tony C is going to have some type of rant. I don't know what you're going to rant about tomorrow, but I know you're going to have some type of rant on the day.
Yeah, I'm going to have something, man.
With SummerSlam, I know you're going to have something. You and Doom going to go at it again.
Yeah, because we're working toward the screw job. So, I mean, Survivor Series 97, so. Everything gonna pretty much go down that road with him.
I'll be.
He gonna have to get out of his feelings. Boom! Right. I know you listening. If you listen on download, get out your feelings, man.
I'll be there tomorrow night. Definitely might even call in again. And then on Wednesday. I'm sorry. Thursday. Rant and Wrestling. We'll be back with another new episode on rantamradio.com. Friday night is Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Choppy and Philly Phil. Again, congratulations to you, Choppy, on your new addition to the family. Congratulations again. Choppy got scared tonight, boy. When he saw OBJ go down, he got scared. He got scared because he measured me back on the Sports Report Facebook page. And he said, don't worry. It's early. We got other guys. Dude, no, you don't. He goes out. Even Rage was concerned. So if Rage gonna come up and say something.
Rage is a bandwagon Patriots fan, so I don't know what he concerned about. He need to be concerned where Tom Brady gonna play next year. And where his fandom gonna go.
And then Sunday it's a whole new What Are You Reading with Surfer, talking about everything.
No, it's book. Called What Are You Ruling?
Yes.
I'll say it. The What Are You Ruling comic book show.
What Are You Ruling comic book show with Surfer going to everything in comic books and the world of media.
With the silver Thanos himself.
With the Infinity Gauntlet, boy. You know, we lucky Double H willpower is so resolute, because Surfer would have took over the network by now if it wasn't.
Because he had a gauntlet.
Yep. But Double H said, nope. I'm stronger than the gauntlet. And then we'll be back right after Monday Night Raw, 11:15 p.m. with another episode of the Sports Report. We'll be looking at episode 20. All right. Anything else you want to finish up with before we get out of here, Tony C?
No, sir.
Don't forget.
Good to go.
Don't forget, Grant EM Fantasy Draft, September the 3rd. I got two people who still need to accept invites, and I got three or four openings left. So if you get in, will you fit in? I'm going to start putting in some other folks if you don't, because I got to fill up this league for the draft to happen. That's ESPN rules. So got to fill up the draft, got to fill up the league for the draft to happen. Tony C, thank you for calling in, my friend. I do appreciate it, as always.
Yo, man. I'm glad I was able to contribute something.
Yes, sir. And I'll see you tomorrow on the rant, because I got to be. When you and Doom go at it, I got to be there.
Gotcha.
I got to be there. I told AA that the other day. When you two go at it, I got to be there. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Hope to catch you on the download. Thank you for downloading, and I'll see you on Monday night. Take care, guys.
Later.